So today's Amud and Araisa is Pesachim Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Pesachim Amud Aleph. We left off Lamed Tes Amud Beis, so it's actually a decent sized Amud. Plus, we left off Lamed Tes Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom third of the page. Just one quick point, even though we don't really have an abundance of time, but one quick point regarding the last Daf, really Daf Lamed Tes, was the Daf of Mur. That was the main Daf Mar in the Dharma Zechta. So one or two good points on Mar before we go further. Number one is we discussed that Mar that's kavush, if it's pretached as pickled. If it's pickled, it can't be used for Mar. The vegetables that we said are good for Mar, if they're pickled, they can't be used. Pickled, slow cooked, can't be used. What does kavush mean? So Rashi explains kavush means soaked in vinegar. And the first point of that is Rashi Shtasei. And the Hilchos is a Vetter. Rashi always says it's a Hilchos Vetter. And one of the ways of imparting time from one to the other, usually it's through cooking, through heat, through cooking with water or general heat. But another way of imparting flavor is through kavush. Rashi, over there, learns also, kavush means with vinegar. You need like a vinegar, you need that strong, that charifus, the vinegar, to help move the flavor one to the other. However, Magen Avraham, others, they argue, and they hold that no. Anything soaked in water for 24 hours has a status of kavush. It's very well Malach HaMaisa. Something soaked in water overnight, if there's water there, water alone can help transfer time from one item to another item, even without salting, pickling, without cooking. Water alone, as long as it's there for 24 hours, would be called kavush. It's over here relevant for mur, it would mess up the mur, and over there, Isvetar, same story. Chag Yaakov points out that maybe there's a chilek, meaning we're connecting the machlekes of Isvetar to the machlekes over here. Chag Yaakov says maybe it's very different. Maybe even though that say that by Isvetar, 24 hours does not move flavor from one to another. Over here, our concern is you need to have tamar. And if you soak the mur itself, even if it's not imparting flavor, it still can alter the flavor of the mur itself. And therefore, that alone can be an issue. Even if by Isav Heter, it wouldn't be enough to impart, move flavor from one item to another. Lamaisa Mishra Mitaka brings like the idea of Chagakav, the Chafila, one should not use mur that was soaked in water, not just vinegar. That's certainly for sure not, even if it's soaked in water, one should not use such a mur. That's point number one. Point number two, that I want to just speak out of mur before we leave that topic, is there's not a chreidim argue how important the mur is. We've pointed out already a couple of times, Chazish is very bothered that our romaine lettuce isn't bitter, something is not much bitter. So Sassamis actually ranks Mariris third. He ranks it behind other qualifications. We had in our Gemara a few qualifications. One was something which is Tchlasei Rak. It starts off soft and later gets hard. Another qualification that's these species of mur. Another is that it's yurik and it has sap. Another was we spoke out that it's yurik with a little bit of a whiteness. It's like a pale yurik. So those considerations are more important than the actual Mariris, even though of course we call it mur. That's according to Sassamis. Chazish still, I don't know if he argues fully, but I take it back. It seems like the Chazdish, not only was he upset that there was not enough of an emphasis on Meriris, he holds that the Iker is the Meriris, and these other qualifications are perhaps less important than Meriris. Okay, let's move on to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, bottom third of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Ain't Sharnas Amursin the vent of the Tanagalim. They used to soak the grains, the bran, for the Tanagalim to eat, so you can't soak that on for the chickens to eat. You can't soak that on Pesach, obviously, because it can lead to chametz. Avachultam, you can scald it. Pour boiling hot water on it. Scalding it is okay. Because when you scald it, two things happen. First of all, once you scald it, it actually stops it from the becoming chametz. It stunts the chametz process, the scalding. Haisha leitishra as iso, even though it's water, it still stunts it. A woman can't soak the bran that she's taking with her to the bathhouse. They used to use bran like soap. So she can't soak that bran that she's taking with her to the bathhouse. She could rub the bran on her skin without extra outside water, and that's okay. And I say extra outside water because the first one speak out that maybe the sweat on her body, that moisture in her body, that is okay. That little amount of water, we're not scared, we'll cause to come chametz. That's okay, but any outside water cannot be stuck in. La'ilas anuchitim meinicham. Because the person's trying to chew grain, he used to use this like a band-aid. He used to chew grain and then put the chewed up grain on the wound. He shouldn't do that. Pesach meishem machmitzas, because again, the grain becomes chametz. Tanaban. The following things do not become chametz, meaning even when they come in contact with water, they won't become chametz. Ha'afim, once something's already baked, it's already cooked. The person asks, yeah, but when you cooked it, it should become chametz. Ve'achalat, she'chalat b'reischin, or something which is scalded without water, that's the thing that comes up, that's of course against our Mishnah, scalding the grains, all those things do not become chametz. Ask more, b'vushal, ad'vash le'mechama, before it becomes finished getting cooked, you stick it in water, it sits in the water, the water is getting warmer. That's mamish becoming chametz right then and there. Our papa, ha'afish mishnah, come here, right? We don't mean it was only cooked, it was baked first. So something that's baked, comes in contact with water, will not become chametz. Something that's baked and then cooked, Well, Bum Chavis. The point is, once it was baked once, Bum Chavis.
No, where's the
brux? Very good. So Amar Rav, you're right, 100%. So that the concern of the brux is that it wasn't fully baked, essentially.
There's no chashash.
No, it wasn't fully baked. You see, Agmar wasn't. Why is everyone worried about it fully baked? Enochami. The real Litvix would say you're right. You don't agree. You see this running, yeah. But the real Litvix would say Taka. You see, Agmar's not concerned for that. Amar Papa. We will see something similar actually later in the summit. We will see something similar to Gebrux. You'll see. Amar Papa. Hafish Abishli Kamar. It's talking about Afi that was very baked. Tanya. Rebbe Yehuda Emer. Kemach Shadaf will say Dlaf. Water or flour. That in which into the flour is like a drip, like a some sort of leak, or is dripping into the flour. So you'd say that's for shul chametz, right? No, I feel kind of kulay. Even if it's an entire day long, ain't a bali de chametz. Why? Because, well, let's see the next words. Amar Papa, food of a tif lahati tif. It's drip if the drip without a break. The constant dripping causes. It's like just like we know when you work the dough. Does go chametz, right? You have to be busy working the dough the whole time. You have someone kneading the dough, rolling the dough, they're always working the dough. When you work the dough, it doesn't go chametz. So too, the drip prevents from chametz. So there's a machlekes in the Rishonim. When we say the drip prevents from chametz, so first of all, some Rishonim point out that not only is the drip like working the dough, it's better because water has a cooling effect. So ironically enough, even though water with flour is what causes chametz, but if it's constantly happening, so it's working it with a cooling effect, it's like working it in a fridge. If someone's working their chametz in a fridge, it'll be better than working outside the fridge. But that's a separate idea in the Farshim. But besides for that, the Ram quotes Rambam, who says that weir does not become chametz only where it's dripping. But water, if some flour far away from the drip happens to come in contact with water, again, if it's a tiny amount of water, maybe we're not worried, but if it comes in contact with water, we have to worry about chametz. The Ram and the Ram Chava say no. This entire container of chametz, if the water that's coming in is coming in drip drip, it protects the entire container from becoming, the entire flour, I should say, is protected from chametz. Now, how long, we're saying if the drip can't stop, how long do you have for me after it stops? So the Rambam says, 18 minutes. Rambam says, actually says, hiluch mil. The time it takes to walk a mil, which is how we get our 18 minutes, right? The share of 18 minutes is the time it takes to walk a mil. You have the regular time from when you stop working it, you have 18 minutes from them. Rush says, no. This idea, very interesting concept. Normally, from when you put water into flour, you have 18 minutes. If you're working it, they're working the dough, you'll have 5 hours, as long as you're working it. Or in this case, drip, drip. But the second 5 hours is over, it can become chametz right away. You don't have another 18 minutes. No 18 minutes. I'm not sure if it's that moment or a minute or two. It has to be some share. But the second, right after you stop working it, you don't get another 18-minute buffer. From that moment on, you have to be concerned already about chametz. So the drip, basically, you have to make sure the drip doesn't stop. Okay. Amri Debeir of Shila. Vatika shari. Vatika is the type of food that's made with flour. We'll see what's inside it. But in a second, Vatika is mutter on Pesach. Vatanya, Vatika asr. We looked at the price of Vatika asr. Lekash, avde mishicha milcha, had avde maiv milcha. Depends how it was made. In one case, it was made with oil and salt. That will not become chametz. Oil and salt alone will not make chametz. Had avde maiv milcha. If it was made with water and salt, then it will become chametz. Water and salt becomes chametz. Oil and salt does not become chametz. We have to speak out about salt, but let's go a little further because let's cover a little more ground. Then we'll speak out some more if we have more time. Amar Mezitcher, the limchi inish kidra bekim chetav shina. A person shouldn't thicken his pot of food even with flour that was made from grain that was already dried in the oven. So you have oven dried grain, and now you want to put it into this mixture to thicken it, right? So it should be okay. Dilma le bushel shapir. So here's your gebrux. I was actually referring to more later, but right over here you have it. Dilma le bushel shapir, because it's a concern, maybe it didn't appear properly. By the way, my minigas, I eat gebrux. I'm not having gebrux. But that being said, here's a source for those that don't eat gebrux who are skeptical. Dilma, again, it's definitely not halacha. It's not born halacha. It's born as a minig, meaning it's not born as for the gemaras. It's a later invention, for lack of a better word. But you have right over here, the idea. Maybe it won't be baked properly, and it can lead to chimitz. Amar Beisif. A person shouldn't scald with boiling hot water, top of mem valve, tray chit of adadein. So this is actually right in my mind, I was telling you before. This is my mind. A person shouldn't scald two kernels of wheat together. Because maybe the kernels were kind of, each one has like a line in the middle of it, has like an indentation. Maybe one will latch onto that, the other one in that spot, and it'll block it from the water hitting that spot. So you're scalding is causing it to stunt the chametz process, stops it, but not by the spot where it didn't hit. So it didn't come in direct contact, that spot. It won't have the water bubbling on all four sides. One of the bubbling water hit on all four sides, and therefore it will lead to chimitz. Again, similar idea that maybe it's a part of it didn't get last time it was baked. This is scalded. A person, you know what? I said once on the topic of brachos. So let's bring up a major point. The Meiri brings that because there's a lacha that those are machbit, the matzahs shouldn't touch each other in the oven. Same way, concerned that the scalding won't hit every spot of the kernels. If the matzahs are touching the oven, that'll bread. And we're talking machbit. Very clear. We're machbit, the matzahs are separate in the oven. However, sorry, he brings the yesh machmirin. But Meiri himself argues, says, well, this is what Meiri's time ready. Our ovens are so hot. Our ovens are so boiling hot. They're piping hot. Even if the matzahs were touching, still be baked. They'll still be baked. And that's the same logic that Lamaisa and Menachorinim say that we're concerned that Munig is not to let touch. But the Chatchila. But the reality is that our matzahs, even if they'd be twice as thick, first of all, it's hard to make matzahs that twice as thick. But our matzahs are twice as thick.
Touching like this or touching like this?
Either. I understand. On top would be worse than side to side. Yeah, I understand. But either way. Point is, our matzahs, some people, when our matzahs have a fold in it, they crack off the fold, they don't need that part, right? Again, our matzahs in our ovens are so hot. They're so hot. It'd be very, very unlikely, extremely unlikely, that really there's a part of it that didn't get baked.
Even touching is no different than a
longer matzah. Right. No, I guess you say it has to be some overlap. Touching, I mean. The idea is that there's a spot where it's touching where it's more than... Yossi is asking that if it's touching, just touching side by side, then what's the difference of having a matzah that's 6 feet long or having 2-3 foot long matzahs that happen to be touching? If they're mamish flat and there's no overlap at all, you're talking about there must be, there's a concern that there's some sort of extra thickness. Okay. Amar v'amar bayi. The reason I bring up, so the Ibi, right in the Ibi's day, he's saying, even if it touches, it's fine. The ovens are so hot. So presumably that would be the reason to say, like, well, you're really concerned about the brachos. It's fully baked already. It's not really concerned. A person shouldn't singe two grain stalks at the same time. Because maybe some liquid moisture from one grain will seep out and go into the other one. And these become chametz. So why dafka two? He's saying one to the other within the same one. Dilma nafik mahai reisha abala idach reisha. Maybe it'll go from one end to the other end of the same stalk. Alam Rava. So Rava says it's not a concern. Rava says the fact that there's no concern in the same stalk must be his no concern at all. And he knows no concern at all. And again, we had earlier this v'sechta already. May peiras nenu. May peiras nenu mechmitzim. Because we consider the moisture that oozes out of a grain is may peiras, which we know does not lead to chimitz. Vada be abaye mehi, and abaye himself also retracted, but for a different reason. Because as long as liquid is flowing out, it won't flow in. At the same time, it's two different powers, right? So it wouldn't have, if your concern is moisture is going to ooze out of one side and go in the other side. No, if it's flowing out, it won't flow in. So when you're singeing it, it's moisture just it causes the moisture to flow out, and therefore you don't have to be concerned about moisture going in. Number Abai. Ha chatzadav shina, the jug that's used for toasting the grain, sechif ashari. If it's turned upside down, meaning there's no place for it to gather liquid, it's mutter. Zekifa. But if it's upright, then it's, and you use the toast of grain, then it's a problem because it's concerned that some moisture may be retained. Because the moisture comes out, it's retained, and that can lead to a problem. But you see, otherwise, if it's turned upside down, it's not a problem. Why? Why don't you consider that the moisture, as it's leaving, will go from one grain to another, one grain to another grain? The answer is because when it's leaving, it doesn't go in. Rav Amar, Hafiz Kif, and Abishari, Rav says, even if it's upright, it's mutter. May Paris, the same as far as we said a minute ago, May Paris, Enam, Machmitim, is considered May Paris, and May Paris, the fruit juices don't cause chimitz. Taraban. You can't soak grains of barley on Pesach. Why would you do the season? I'm sure to discuss. Either the season is being done simply to clean the barley. You want clean barley. You don't want to be dirty. Or the season is being done to remove to loosen the shell. To loosen the shell, to be able to remove the shell. Either way, be soaked in water to remove the shell or remove the dirt. You're not going to do it on Pesach for obvious reasons. Finla says, if you did soak it, as follows. The skaba asuris, if the grains split, that means they're going to become, if the grains split, they're going to become chametz quickly, and they're asur. Let us back up. If they didn't split, they're still sealed, then they're okay. It takes a long time to become chametz, then they're okay. Rebbe Samer, shayrim chametz, he should soak them in vinegar of chametz samson, and the chametz will cause it to seal up. So an eitzah had to make sure that it doesn't become chametz is to soak it actually in vinegar, and that will cause it to contract. Amar Shmuel in Akarbesi. Shmuel says lachas in Akarbesi. We don't, meaning vinegar doesn't have the power to stop it from becoming chametz. And if the crack is open, then you got to be considered chametz. Amar Reb Chisda. Amar Hakfa. Let us back on mamish. When we speak about being split, what do we mean mamish split? El kol shilu minicham al pi chavis. It doesn't mean it's mamish split. It just means if you would put it over the mouth of the barrel and it would split on its own. What's the idea over there? What's going on over here? Some sort of the idea is that the wine has vapors coming out of it. Right? Wine, we can open a bottle of wine, right? It releases, right? Is vapors that come out of the wine. And if the barley would split from being in the presence of those vapors, that means it's about to split. So as long as it's that close to splitting, that's already a problem that we have to be concerned. It's quick to become chametz, and the fact that it came in contact with water is a problem. Is already going to be asur. Shmuel says, no. It means that it actually split. Only if it actually split is asur. If it didn't split, it's not asur. Shmuel of the bedura, the bar chashu. Shmuel passing the case by the bar chashu. Nispako mamish. That has to be according to his own shita. That's got to be dafka if it's mamish split. If it's not mamish split, no concern that it became chametz. Amar Rabba, bal nefesh lo yitlis. Rabba says a bal nefesh shouldn't soak grain on Pesach. Ma'ir bal nefesh v'kulam anami. Hatanya, this is what Shem Pesach. We just said a minute ago in a brisa, we don't soak grain on Pesach. Why is Rabba focused on a bal nefesh? Hachamar bal nefesh v'chitin disriri lo yitlis. Bal nefesh, even wheat, which is hard, he shouldn't soak. Even wheat, which is hard, he shouldn't soak. Forget about other grains. Even wheat that's hard, he shouldn't soak. That's what's saying about benefesh. Benechrami, other grains that aren't so hard, no one should be, not just benefesh, no one should be soaking it. Now, what does it mean, benefesh, by the way? Benefesh, yimachmer, not to soak it. What does benefesh mean? Rashi says one word, chassid. Benefesh is a chassid. Someone who's a chassid, he's very, not chassidish, pious. Someone who's very pious, he's me extra machmer. Others say someone's yir shemayim. But there's a gshmak of pshad. The aruch says, you know what it means? It means someone who's not so particular about dirt. Let's go back to what we said. Why are you soaking the barley? You're soaking it either because you want to remove the shell or you want to remove the dirt. But it's some sort of cleanliness process of cleaning the barley. Someone who is a bal nefesh, meaning it's like he's not an istinus. We're not talking about from a lachah perspective. He's broad-minded. He's okay with a little schmutz in his flour, right? He's not so much, but no, I don't think we're saying that balnefesh means that all over. Elsewhere, the halacha is clear. Balnefesh means someone who's a balnefesh, who's machmer, who's biased, whatever. Over here, the aruch, I don't want to say for sure, but it sounds to me, that's what I would guess. The aruch is saying this tight over here. Over here, where we're talking about cleaning the grains, balnefesh, who's not so much, but shouldn't do it. Why? Why do it if you don't have to? And after we're asked, no one's supposed to do it. He said, no, even the wheat that is hard, he shouldn't do it. Why get involved when you don't have to? Says the word. Amar Rav Nachman, man detzayis le abba, achol namad yipusha. Someone who listens, Rav Nachman said to Rabba, one who listens to Abba over here, meaning Rabba, right? But it was his father, just was like a lashon chashivas. He's going to eat bread that's spoiled. What is bread that's spoiled? It doesn't mean it should be spoiled. It means, what we just said a minute ago, bread that's like dirty. It's not clean. It's got bran in it. Remember, these days, bran and whole wheat is. I don't think it's the same thing, by the way, just to be clear. Whole grain is more that you get the pieces of the grain in it, but like not so much shells. I don't think you get shells in your, like, you know, like the seeds. You get seeds, not the shells, right? So what we call whole grain, I make this mistake myself for years. I was like, whole grain used to be a bad thing, now it's a good thing, meaning bran was chashav, was not chashav, now it's more chashav. Could be that's still true. White flour is still white flour, and whole grain is not white flour. That's clear. Whole grain, whole wheat, when you grind it up, it's dark. Now, it could be back then their flour that was white was not as white as our flour. Could be, I don't know. Could be. But the bottom line is, the Gemara always talks about white flour. It means white. It means fully clean. Taka means, so it's not a mistake that we've always said, what we call today whole grain, which is in some circles considered more chashiv, but in the base of Middash and for Torah purposes, white was always considered more chashiv. That's still true. But when the Gemara speaks about like subin and over here also bran, I don't think we mean just the whole grain. Yeah, we mean like the shells. We mean the junk. Okay, just so it's really three. We'll call it three madrigas. Okay, says the Gemara further. Amar Nachman, man says the Abba Achol Amid Bushi's eating spoiled bread, meaning like dirty bread. Taha being Rav Huna Lasasi. In the house of Rav Huna, they tak used to soak the wheat on Pesach and pay Rava Paravin Lasasi, and the house of Rav Avin. Also, they soak the wheat. For Rav Amar Aslo says, but Rav says no, it's usher to soak the wheat. So we have back and forth conflicting views whether or not that he soaked the wheat. But the point is that it's very clear that it's machlokes whether soaking is a problem and whether it's dafka bal nefesh or everyone. Ella hadatanya, ask the Gemara now from the following brisa. We have a price now that says you cannot soak barley on Pesach. Sounds like barley not, but we, yeah. Wheat grains, which have a clear like indentation in them that you can't soak, because water gets in there, so for sure you can't soak that. Avasari, barley, the she, which is much more smooth. Ema, it's funny, because barley also does have a little bit of indentation, but I think it's not cracked open, so it's more sealed. It has an indentation, barley, right? But it's more sealed. Of a shari de sishi, which is more smooth. Ema shapir, maybe soak is okay. Kamash that even barley is a problem, but it wasn't barley as opposed to wheat. Hada amarava, mutilotas, rava then retract. By the way, rava doesn't have three opinions. Rava's going to end up with three opinions. Rava said a minute ago, it's asa lotes. Hadam Rava, mutter lotes. Rava switched back and said, it's mutter to do soaking tan yetz and pasakia, because you can make some yetz and masa with white bread. Fahadara, and with coarse bread. That's where we had a few about ago. If you have shenakiba, you see, how on earth do you get the white bread without soaking it? The only way to get there, what the process was, to soak it. So you have to soak the kernel, so obviously soaking is okay. Esri, Rav Papa, Rav Papa, Rav Papa, Rav Papa, Rav Papa, Rav the flowers and the silas is fine flour of the goyim. Shuk farm tarim. If it's in the village, it's tarim. It's not. You don't consider it to have a concern of tumah. Shuk racha tumah. But that which is in the city, we consider for tumah. Why? Because in the city, they would soak the grains first and making it mukshel kapal tumah. Right? We know it has to come in contact with one of the seven liquids to be more of the kapal tumah. Well, in the city, they soaked it. In the village, they didn't soak it. Now the kfar ma'itayma lamishim leilasasi v'kara leisaylus. You see very clearly, we're calling it the saylus of the kfarim. That's the finest flour. You're calling it saylus, and we pointed out before. We've spoken out, and we talk about saylus. It's white flour. It's a clean, white, fine flour. And we're saying in the village it's okay because they didn't soak it. Oh, so you see, you can get the white flour without soaking it. So what are you telling me that the fact that they ate white flour means it's soaked? So the martirgama akimcha. The Brisa is talking about flour. It's not when the Brisa talks about flour, it's referring to Dafka Kemach. Meaning, if you go back to the Lashon HaBaisa, HaKemachim HaSalsa Shanachri, Shakfarim is Tairim, Vishal Krachim is Tameim, when we said that of Nachri is Tar, it's going only on the Kemachim, only on the Kemachim. The salt, the Salis, Taka, would have to have come in contact with water, and therefore to be Tar. Busted Afik, after Rav went out, Amar, Rav Papa says, My Tamil Meha, why didn't he say, Why didn't I respond to Rava from the following? You don't soak them. Was called Silas. So why not being a question from there? So Rava went back and he retracted one more time. He said there's going to be three shitas. Mitzvah lotes. Not only are you allowed to, he started saying you're allowed to. Then he said you're not allowed to. Then he says it's a mitzvah. Shenemu shmart mesamatzes. Idle by the sisa shmim lemai. There's a pasuk, you have to watch the matzahs from chametz. Why have to watch the matzahs? Must be because you needed to soak it, and by soaking it, it's susceptible for chametz, and therefore you have to watch it. If you're not soaking shmim lemai, why do you have to watch it? Ishim delisha. What should we talk about? Shimru for kneading. Shimru delisha lav shimru. Watching it during kneading is not called kneading it because it says you have to watch it from earlier. The dose of Gayim, because I eat matzah. He could fill us, he could eat it. You don't have to worry about chametz, but you're not yet to the mitzvah of matzah, of matzah shmur. Big idea. Matzah shmur, you can't be yet for the matzah of Gayim. You could assume it's not chametz, separate conversation, but you don't have to be, you can't be yet because not matzah shmur, because it already was the dough of the guy. So, you have to eat a matzah at the end, bachreina in, bereshaina lai. Meaning, you're not yaitzichiv with the matzah of the guy. So we see that they're watching it from Lisha is not good. Must be watching it early. It must be. You're soaking the grains. My time. Now, why can't be yaitzichiv from the matzah of the guy? Why only definitely at the end? Mishim love shimer. Like we said already, you didn't do shimer. Why can't you watch it from the baking on? Elash probably not. Shimer made kara. Bina, you need shimer from earlier on. Not from kneading the dough, not from baking, but from earlier. So why need shimer from earlier? Must be soaking it, but the murmur continues. Not so fast. Maybe over there, the reason why it's no good is because from the first moment that it's subject to shimer, which is the pouring the water into the flour, the making of the dough, there wasn't shimer. The shimer only started from when you needed the dough already, when the guy already had the dough needed, already was dough, and if it was too late, love a shimer. For when you put the water into the flour, you did shimer from then, maybe shimer of kneading is good enough, and you have no raya, they have to watch it from, you have to watch it from earlier, which means you have to soak it. I feel lucky, Rav did not go retract from this this third opinion that there's a mitzvah, Tamilu Hanu, Mahabchi Pekifi, Rav said to those who turn over the harvest and time at the bundles, Kimapichisu, when you turn them over, Afichu Shu Mitzvah, turn it over for mitzvah purposes. Rav holds Yinishima from the beginning, this is the idea of Shmura, there's no idea of Shmura Mashas Ksira, Shmura from even before that, right? This idea, we had it in the Masechta that if it gets heavy rain, that goes to be a problem even when it's still attached, we had such a sad, which means Yinishima before that. Okay, but the idea of watching it early is with saying from when they cut the grains and turned it over, they should make sure to watch it. That's Rav. Rav learns that's the obligation of Shmira, and because of that, you cannot be yitz the mitzvah matzah if you have Shmira. And on the flip side, you can now go and do lesisa. Now you could. Rav holds the mitzvah. It's almost like Rav is saying the reason why there's a mitzvah to watch it from so early is because there was a mitzvah of lesisa. Last line, my brother Ravina tapadam of beis naktale imet Ravi. His mother stored from the grains in basins. Right, she stored the grain in these. Basins. The point is, she kept the grains separate. The grains that he was going to use for matzah was kept in separate basins from the other grains, which means it was shmura right from the beginning. It's just an example of shmura from the beginning. We'll pause over here. Have a wonderful Shabbos.